I know for a fact we need revenue, and in the area of tax, if you've got to generate money, sin taxes is where it's easier, in my view, to get traction. And that's why in the past I've promoted a bill related to allowing the voters to expand casino gaming. I've got an alcohol-related bill coming up that will generate revenue for the state, and for cities. And this is just another way. There's not going to be one silver bullet that will pass this legislature. You're not going to see a 2% increase, a 2-cent increase in the sales tax, but we might see a multiple smaller increases in usage taxes, like alcohol, tobacco, sports betting, for example. And I support that.
Do you think this bill will be heard this coming session, and will it get traction this coming session?
Well, I know it will be heard in committee during the interim, which is between now and December. So we'll start vetting it. It'll be an opportunity for Juul and the vaping companies and probably the smokeless tobacco manufacturers to come and present their case as to why it should be changed. But that's what the process is about. That's why I wanted to pre-file it early, so that we had 5 months to vet it before we get into the session, because these budget sessions are incredibly intense. And if you haven't done your homework before the session starts, you're not going to get it done. It's hard to get it passed. So that's.
And you mentioned it might be in the revenue bill. I mean, and you,
actually, most likely it would be in the revenue bill, but it's possible to be a standalone bill. There's no question about it. But that's up to our leadership and the leadership of the Senate as well.
Either way, you think it stands better than a 50-50 chance?
I personally do. Absolutely. Now, it may not be the exact form I've proposed it. They may continue to have gradations between smoked tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and vaping. But that's what the process is all about, figuring out what are the risk factors and the revenue factors, and coming up to the best balance of maximum revenue and maximum health benefits.